Online Podcast June 15th, 2005.
Michelle, when you're feeling like kind of
Michelle,
when you're feeling crappy, what do you do to make yourself feel better?
I shop.
Oh yeah. What specifically do you like to shop for?
Nothing specific.
Really?
I'm in the shoes, purses, clothes, accessories for the wall.
Girl stuff.
Yeah. Does it make you feel bad though afterwards?
Hell no. I don't overspend. So I don't feel guilty about my spending. I shop within reason. As long as I can buy something, I feel better.
I just go to Target.
Yeah, I like Target.
Target is nice.
The only thing I ever bought when I was really pissed off is I went and bought a big screen. And I did that twice.
You got two big screens? Can I have one? Because I got a little 13-inch TV. I am getting so sick of that.
The next time you're pissed off, come over to my house.
Yeah. You go shopping with me. I do the same thing, though. Shopping is I used to. When I could afford to do it, I would go. I used to go and, like, I'd shop. And I always felt bad afterward. It was a high while I was doing it. And then afterward, it was not good.
The TVs were the best. Out of all of them.
You know what I do now that's really rewarding is cook.
They last.
Cooking is the thing that when I feel like crap,
but my biggest
and I
want
to feel better.
Was I came this close to buying my car about 3 weeks ago.
Really? What is your car?
Mercedes? No.
Oh, I'm all about the Benz.
It was the Nissan Armada.
The Armada. Oh, those things are huge.
Yes, they are.
Dang, you like that car?
I do.
How about the Infiniti version? Do you like the Infiniti?
I love the Infiniti. I don't like the cost. Yeah, it's $54,000.
I know.
I am not talking.
How much is the Armada? The Armada's pretty expensive.
I topped the guy down to 28.
Shut up. That's a good buy.
Yeah, it was 41. And then I got him topped down to 28.
Is it 41?
It was 41 for the Armada, for the one I wanted.
And you got him down to 28.
Well, because I told him, he said, do you want a steal or a deal? I said, of course I want a steal. Well, he come giving me a deal. I said, No. This is what I want. I will not pay no more than 3% above cost.
Three.
And I'm giving you that because he was trying to give me 8. I said, no. 3% above cost.
You need to go car shopping with me.
Yeah.
But see, I had already knew what I wanted when I went in. And so, and then I was going to trade in my car, which I didn't tell him about that part.
Right. Yeah, you never let him know about that. You always make the deal first.
So I never did, but my husband, I couldn't do it unless he signed off on it. I could have done it.
Uh-huh.
But I was in there so long and I was making the deal so long, I had to get my kid. And then I had to explain to my husband where I was going. So he didn't want to do it. And I thought, okay, if I still feel the same way when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to go get it.
You wasted that salesman's time.
I wasted his freaking time. He called me the next day. But it was almost fine.
Wow, that's good. That's a really good deal.
The next time I go shop for a car, you're coming with me, and then I'll pay you 1%.
I have this. I have it online, and it tells you all the things you're supposed to do before you go get a car. And never look anxious and talk about several different cars so they never know which one you're really interested in.
Keep
them guessing. And then it actually says that there is a real cost that they will charge you for. They always try to, don't even look at the invoices on the car.
Right.
They have a cost that you don't even know about. They're not supposed to tell you about it, but if you ask them about it, they can show it to you. And then from there, you negotiate what you want to pay because you're still going to pay below what the sticker shows.
Right. Yeah, never pay the sticker.
Yeah, but I told him, I said, you know what? I know you need to make a living too. So 3% is really being generous.
3
is? Because I normally say 1.
Really?
I normally will only say 1% above cost, period.
Wow.
And usually if it's at the end of the month,
they want to make their quota. So that's when you want to go buy a car at the end of the month.
At
the very end of the month, if not the last day of the month.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then I want to say September is when they get their new.
Right, that's when the new models.
So that's when you really can make a better deal.
Because you can get the last year's model for
dirt cheap.
Because they want to get rid of it.
Yeah. That's how you
This is informative.
Then, what you do is you go make all your mistakes at one place,
and then you go to the next
somewhere else, like you know what you're talking about.
Right.
And then you go screw around with
that relationship.
Yeah, that's right. You screw around with somebody else.
And then when you're ready to settle down.
That's exactly what you do.
I'm falling asleep.
Oh, you are not.
Yes, he is. He's been yarning.
Well, I think you have another 20 minutes at the very least.
Yeah, you have about another 25 minutes.
And you know,
you can make it.
You can do more on the drive back, too, if you want.
Huh? What are you talking about?
We can do more on the drive back.
Huh? Like, if I stop now?
As he speaks.
Huh?
As he speaks.
Well, John, how did you stop?
Oh, yeah.
I parked in Circle. Do you want me to take you somewhere?
No. But I thought you guys only had one car.
We did.
So how'd you keep it all? Oh, it was just today, wasn't it?
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Where's, it's going to be $18.
Okay.
They better
is he at home?
No, he's out of town.
That's why. Okay.
Mine's at home.
God, I feel like it's been several days, don't it? Don't you feel like you've been gone several days?
You've been gone several days.
I know, but don't I feel like you have to leave?
I've never done an in and out on a flight before like this.
But this ain't really even in and out. This is like a long layover. Pulls the whole day.
I always feel like you should always get a night before because it's just like the perk. You get a hotel, you get to go out, and do something. And then
right.
McDonald's really good at that.
Yeah, I know.
A little bit more brutal.
Okay, do that again. Surround sound.
Yes.
That's too much.
This is Miss Shell 5.1.
Yeah. What
802.1.
John, when you're feeling down, what do you do?
You will be a good podcaster. Well, that will help. I cry.
Do you really? But to make you feel better.
Oh, I cried and I feel better.
Yeah, I mean,
I haven't really had to do that a whole lot. I really haven't.
But that means you're not down a lot.
I'm not down a lot. When I am, let me see what I do. I don't know. It's really rare.
Really rare.
Yeah.
John, what about you?
I eat.
Oh yeah, I guess
I
eat too.
But you know what else? I also start a shopping campaign. But what it is I start
grocery shopping.
I pick something that I want, and then I obsessively shop price for like weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks.
So this is a long depression.
And then I finally do get it, and then I feel guilty.
You know, when you shop that long, if the interest is gone.
Yeah.
Well, but
it'll die
off. It's all about the acquiring that keeps your mind busy.
I want it now.
Yeah,
it's too far away.
I'm an impulse now. I'm feeling down now.
And I want it now.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I think I sleep. I cry and I sleep.
Sleeping. A lot of people do that.
That's depression. Yeah.
Is it?
That's a form of depression.
Well, I don't do that for a long time.
Well, yeah, I mean,
do that like 2 hours.
It's hiding. It's hiding from the issues.
It looked like something was
happening. Yeah, but it comes back to mind.
Yeah.
Right after.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as you wake up, the problem's still there. But.
Well, yeah, unless it's a problem. What kind of down, though, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
If it's something... Okay, I do cry a lot when I have... Like, when my cat died.
Yeah.
Well, that's understandable. That's a family member, in a sense.
Yeah. And I cried until my eyes swollen. And... but it usually lasts for maybe 2 or 3 days, then I'm okay. And then every week, there'll be 1 or 2 days, and I see something that reminds me of the cat. I'll cry again.
How long ago that's been?
Huh?
How long ago that's been since your cat passed?
We had two. We lost two cats to feline leukemia. One was a kitten. We had Shadow for about 6 years, maybe. And then we adopted Shady. And Shady was born with feline leukemia. We just adopted her through a friend. We didn't get tested and everything. And by the time we found out about it, I just couldn't give her away.
Yeah.
And so we kept her, and we were giving Shadow the vaccination. And then And then Shady died when she was about 9 months old. We got her around 6 weeks maybe, and she died about 9 months, and so that was tough.
How
and she likes to play
though?
With Q-tips. That was
she
probably two or 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. So you haven't had any pets since then?
No, I do have a cat right now.
Oh, you do? Okay.
And then Shadow, we have Shadow tested within the like 2 or 3 months. He was negative, and so we adopted another cat.
Uh-huh.
And Tosh, which is our current cat. And then last year, about this time, Shadow died, and it was because of feline leukemia. So we want to make sure that
so
it's...
So why do they keep recurring this?
It's like HIV for cats.
Yeah.
I know, but why? I mean, why do your cats have...
Well, the cats already have it, and it's very infected. It's easily infected if you cohabitate, stay in the same environment. And then... and so Shadow died, and so, when I see... When for Shady, she likes to play with Q-tips. So when we moved, we saw a lot of Q-tips under the chair and stuff. So that kind of,
Yeah.
But yeah, when Shadow died, it was really hard too. Because both times, it was me who took the cat to the vet and found out that they have feline leukemia. And most of the time, they were kind of sick already. So we have to put the cat to sleep.
Did you stay?
I stayed. I wanted to stay, yeah. I think it will be harder. It will probably last longer.
No pleasure.
For me if I'm not there.
Yeah.
Because I don't want... I was like holding him and holding her when they were giving the injection. You know, it's hard. It's like... it's hard both times.
I did that with a cat. We had a cat that my family acquired when it was an adult. A young adult, about the time I was born, a little bit before I was born, and it didn't die until I was 21.
Oh, wow.
And it was getting very weak, and one day I walked out into the back patio. I wasn't living at home anymore, but I had gone home, and I walked out in the back patio, and the cat was laying on the patio, and it was just meowing, and it couldn't lift up its head or anything. And I said, Mom, we've got to take Kitty in. And so we went... We never even knew the sex of this cat. We had her for 21 years. Put her to sleep, and that was really... I bawled. That was so hard. Because you see their eyes dilate.
Can't you tell what a cat is? Like, you never look. You don't take
It was... we don't know, but it was probably fixed. And it's hard to tell. And she was a long-haired cat, so...
Oh.
We just never... it was Kitty. We never really bothered with it. But now I have a cat that's 15.
Oh, wow.
And he's getting old. And I got him a kitten for his birthday last year. His birthday's in April. And so they get along really well. He's kind of livened him up. I made him a little bit younger, which is nice. But
yeah.
I'm really concerned about him. I know when he dies, it's going to kill me.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
It kind of taught me... I know it's going to be as hard no matter what, but at least I've gone through it, and I know that I've gone through it. It's never easy. It's like, I felt like every time I take the cat to the vet, they ended up not coming back is what I feel like.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure they feel that way too.
Yeah. So, but I know, it was hard. And my ear, ouch. Okay, let's end this episode. It's 32 some minutes, and we'll see you some other time. I think Mike should do your own podcast. You're really good at that. I think you ask very interesting questions, and so are you. So should you, because you already have everything set up.
Well, yeah, whether I'm good at it or not.
Driving to, you don't really commute to work, do you? It's really short.
It takes about 20 minutes sometimes.
Maybe you should do that in the car. And Michelle, as long as we can get Miss Michelle 5.1 to
sit in the studio audience
to listen and to do our surround sound for us, we need her too.
You know what? You need to have that when we're at McDonald's coming off
uh-huh.
of the elevator.
Huh? That would be perfect surround sound.
Oh, like the parking lot?
Yep.
Or a McDonald's downstairs?
The parking lot.
Parking lot. Oh, yeah, it's kind of echoey. Yeah. So anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading.
We're already just over 100 miles out of Kansas City. We're on our I get spotted and seated during those bumps. That was for their safety as well as your own. Unfortunately, that's not going to leave them enough time to get a service out. We do apologize, but absolutely we'll be on the ground here
within
the next 20 minutes right now in Kansas City. 74 degrees
to
the southeast of 6 miles an hour. The black clouds in the area. Thanks for flying with us this evening. Thanks for choosing Southwest Airlines. We'll see you in the next.
Okay, so we'll end the show. That was a pilot interrupting me.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. You should start your own podcast.
Bye-bye, John.
Don't forget to smile.
Smiling.
Hey, John, this is Andrew. You have a Skype line. I was in Seattle, so I can make actually call you as a local call. Way cool. And I really enjoyed your latest show. That's the best I've heard so far. Fantastic. I nearly rolled on the floor laughing. My God, that was so funny. Anyways, hope to see you online. Take care. Bye.